League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When you do something for yourself, are you practicing self-care or are you just being selfish? This has come up a lot in my house recently after I enacted a new 30-minute rule that everybody seems to think is me being a giant diva.
So what do you do for 30 minutes?
Well, I say that I'm meditating, right? So I ask that everybody in the house be quiet for 30 minutes. This includes my two daughters and my husband, right? And I go into our bedroom and I close the door. Now, all I want is quiet. Yeah. No screaming. Now, when you have a toddler and a teenager and the dogs and all that kind of stuff, it tends to get loud. But I like scream like a maniac, which is the opposite of meditating, telling everybody to please be quiet so mommy could please have 30 minutes to herself.
Right.
Okay. So I tell myself, and I believe that this is self-care.
Just for clarification's sake. So you do this screaming before you go into the bedroom.
Right. Because no matter what, the minute I close the door and I put on the app and the soothing voice comes and tells me to sit down and to find a comfortable position, there's somebody screaming, there's somebody crying, who needs a snack? And I'm like, I don't understand what I got to do to get 30 minutes around this house of this. Now, half the time I just fall asleep for the 30 minutes.
Nice. Good for you.
But it's still self-care, right? I've even considered getting one of those Tibetan those singing bowls and putting it in my bedroom on my nightstand just so every once in a while I could ring the bell so they know that I'm, you know.
No, my Renkeo. I don't know what they actually say, but it's something like that. I remember from that Tina Turner movie.
Do you know that you could buy a Tibetan singing bowl on Amazon for $24.97?
That doesn't surprise me. The Tibetan people, they understand what it is to manufacture items and ship them and ship goods worldwide. Why wouldn't they?
I know. So this has become an issue in my house because my husband's like, you got to stop. Like, you're just being selfish. Asking everybody to be quiet for 30 minutes is too much. So it brings up the question is, what do you do that's selfish, or is it actually self-care? Because I've given up. I'm like, all right, you guys win. No more mommy meditation time.
I do a few things. First, I'll nap whenever I have anything more than like 17 minutes. I will close my eyes and fall asleep. It doesn't matter to me where I am, what's going on. And a lot of times, obviously, my wife is like, you know, engaged in conversation or wants to just hang out and spend time or watch TV together or whatever. And I'm just like, I'm not here for it. Digitally, too, like I'm not on Facebook anymore. Like, I just don't do it. I do that for myself. Like, and I should be doing it. I should be on there. My family deserves to see loving photos of my life and so forth. And in this business, I should be doing it as part of my work.
Raven, that is selfish because that is your job. And when you do that, which you do all the time, you avoid social media. Do you know who has to do that for you?
I don't know.
Me, Raven.
Oh, well.
So I would say that that's selfish. That's not self-care.
You know what? Sometimes being part of a partnership has different things. You know, it's a bonus for you one day and another. Listen, if there's something heavy and you and I are walking together, and we walk by it, we need to carry it with us. Will I carry it? Yes, because I'm a good friend.
Are you really?
Because I'm not selfish.
You're ridiculous.
And that's self-care for your knee and your shoulder and anything else on your body that might be ailing you.
All right. What do you do that you hide under the guise of self-care, but you're really just being a little bit selfish? 1-800-330-9999. You call it self-care, but truthfully, it's probably just being a little bit selfish. What is that thing you do for yourself and you don't care what anybody thinks?
I tell my wife that I'm straightening up the garage and then I just go out in the garage and I just, you know, look around.
Great. Yeah, just wasting time, just hiding from people is essentially what you're doing.
And then I'll move things from one spot to the next, but it really doesn't make any difference.
1-800-330-9999. Mark, what do you do that you use the guise of self-care, but it's really just you being selfish?
I tell my wife I'm doing lawn work. Working on the yard, honey, when I'm really just kind of hanging out outside.
Right, standing in the shed, looking at the shelves.
Just having some nature time.
I think my husband does this. I think he did it over the weekend. Like when I was like, we have to bring the girls to church. And he was like, when am I going to get this fence done? And I was like, the rest of the weekend? And he stayed home to work on the fence. And then I was like, I think he just wanted to get out of going to church. He knew I wasn't going to fight him.
Well, you know who saw him do that?
God.
That's right.
Yep.
Big Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Bet you that picket fence doesn't come out quite so straight as it could have.
I mean, let's be honest. It wasn't going to come out straight no matter what. Dana and Raven, what's the selfish thing that you've been doing?
I've been telling my husband I had to stay late for work, but really, I'm avoiding baseball practice. Our kids, I hate dealing with baseball practice and the parents and everything else. So I tell my husband I have to work. He has to deal with it. And then I've gone to the mall. I've played on my phone. It's much better for me.
Well, that would be a problem.
God, I've never related to anything so much in my life. Oh, listen, that's self-care. I think that falls under self-care and not selfish.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Lydia, what's that selfish thing you've been doing?
Well, you know, this really gets my husband upset, but we love to watch like Netflix shows together, you know, like series. Mm-hmm. And I always watch them ahead of time. Like, I can't wait for him. So I'll just watch it, you know, the next episode by myself.
Oh, that's
and he hates
wrong.
It.
You're a bad person.
I disagree. My husband does this all the time. We'll start watching a series together, be really into it, and then I just can't keep up, and he just watches ahead. I don't care. Like, what am I going to do? I fall asleep half the time. I can't make him not watch TV because I fall asleep.
I mean, that's different. You're already saying that you can't keep up because you're out of it, right? So you're not really all that interested anymore at that point. Her husband is like, no, I like this show. This is our show. We watch the show together. And she's like, oh, to hell with your feelings. I'll watch the show whenever I feel like it. Get another show. Get a show that's just your show. Watch that show when he's not around. Then you'd have your show together. We would never stand for this in my house, Anna.
Casey, what do you do that might be selfish?
Hey, okay, I'm going to let you know I have been completely wasting too much time playing my son's video games. He got me into them, and now I cannot stop. I'm wasting so much time. I'm ashamed to say I'm fighting him for time on his video game. I'm like, young man, you played enough.
That's bad. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't know. I'm grown. I don't play in any of the video games that you have to engage in a storyline anymore at this point. I mean, I play video games so rarely, and I love them. I absolutely love them, but I know that they're so consuming that they just eat away my time, and I have far too much to get done.
I don't know if it's being selfish, more it is an addiction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, I think you're probably right. Right. I mean, to each their own, everybody enjoy it, but I can't do it.
You can't. I could at least wait for him to go to bed, but I don't. I kick him off and I take it over.
Wow.
Casey's like, I don't know what you're talking about, but I love it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.